My topic this morning is the recent changes to the mechanics lien law, primarily dealing with retainage issues and the new lien release statute that is of substantial importance to lenders and borrowers in connection with construction projects and generally making sure that there is some sense of security at the end of the job, that there won't be surprises after closing of the final financing, that there are mysterious and unknown liens that shape pop up later. The PowerPoint that I have is going to be mainly for review purposes. I'm probably not going to step through it in the order of the speech, but I do want to just sort of go through some general pointers. And these are with your material, so you can review them later. I'm assuming that most everyone in the audience has at least a general understanding of the mechanics lien statute and what retainage is and what lien releases are intended to accomplish. If you do not, the good news is that there's a substantial portion of the paper devoted to the basics, which I'm going to skip because I have 30 minutes, and if I go through the basics of mechanics lien law and the recent revisions, we'll be here till about 2 o'clock before I can turn the program over to the next speaker, and I don't think anyone wants that. So if you want a review of the basics of the framework for which this speech is given within, you can review the basics portion of the paper. So I'll be skipping ahead to the recent changes section. So if you're following along in the paper, flip up to the recent changes in mechanics lien law section. It's about 10 pages into the paper. The 2013 legislature took a pass on major revisions to the Texas Mechanics Lien Statute.